This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
We're going to start with the deadlift. Bring your shins up to the bar. And then we're going to straight arms, straight legs at the top. Stand up and down. Up and down. Think about your chest being visible at the bottom. Up, down.
An upcoming fundraiser is aimed at encouraging local residents to sweat for a good cause. The Sweat for Support event takes place Saturday, August 23rd at Sweat Social in Halliburton to raise funds for Brooksong Retreat and Cancer Support Center. John Watson works as a coach at Sweat Social and has been interested in supporting Brooksong as part of its summer fundraiser called the Halliburton Highlands Challenge, which encourages locals and cottagers to take up some activity to raise funds for the Cancer Retreat and Support Center. Watson says the event from 9 to 10 a.m. will feature challenging workouts that will get the blood pumping while supporting a worthwhile cause.
We're very excited to support the amazing work that Brooksong does in our community. It's going to be a great partner workout where we'll have up to 50 people in the gym, inside and out, using kettlebells, dumbbells, barbells to sweat for support for Brooksong and the vital work they do in our community. Knowing Barb's work at Brooksong and the vibe that we have at Sweat Social to be very community-oriented, it just was a really great kind of synergy and connection between the two organizations, and everyone at Sweat Social is just really excited to be able to support Brooksong in this initiative. We can accommodate all ages, so parents, children, seniors, everybody's more than welcome to participate. As a fun workout, it will be depending on the number of people that are here. We'll be using all sorts of equipment, gear. We'll definitely tailor it to the people who are in the room, so that if this is maybe your first workout, don't fear. We've got you covered and you'll be safe, but you'll have a fun workout. You'll have some laughs, make some friends, and get to sweat for support.
Barb Smith Morrison is Brooksong's executive director. She says their summer fundraiser, the Halliburton Highlands Challenge, which now includes Sweat Social's upcoming event, is a popular initiative that allows everyone to contribute to Brooksong in both active and creative ways. One group, who call themselves the Furball Yogis, is made up of pets with their people, and they've raised almost $10,000 doing yoga every day. Smith Morrison is moved by the generosity of the Halliburton community and the interesting ways people are getting involved. She's thrilled to see Sweat Social joining the cause.
So much of what we talk about at Brooksong is that we heal together. Healing is enhanced when we do it with others who are walking a similar path. We focus on bringing a support person or caregiver into retreat alongside the person living with cancer. And so again, you know, healing's enhanced, outcomes are better when everyone is well cared for. And so this workout, it's a pairs workout to really kind of emphasize our work with people with cancer and their support people. And it's a part of our summer fundraiser. And this fundraiser is called Halliburton Highlands Challenge, and it's really about getting moving. So it's rooted in just the idea that you talked about, that well-being, no matter where you are, whether you're living with cancer or not, well-being is caught up with being active, meeting people where they're at. Certainly in retreat, we do a lot of work with being active. And the fundraiser is make a team, so it's community-based. Choose an activity that you can do. So some people maybe can't move. They take photos and they call it Beauty for Brooksong. Or one of our volunteers isn't able to be active and she's choosing to iron pillowcases as part of our pre-retreat prep and inviting people to sponsor her as she's doing this really beautiful act of care in preparation for retreats. But there are people who are walking, swimming, kayaking, doing all sorts of activity. So there's a real resonance with Sweat Social that way as well. One of the things that's really important to us is that people, I think, learn more about us and can feel really proud that there is a not only provincial but nationally known organization that's doing unique and transformative cancer support in Halliburton. And I don't know that a lot of people know that yet. So it's also educational, so people understand that there's programming involved. It's evidence-informed. Facilitators come in to lead this, and they're really highly trained and bring a lot of compassion but expertise in what we do. And our wait list went up 500% in 3 years. And so we now have a very long wait list, and that's why we're raising awareness, raising funds, so that we can support more people.
Chelsea Adamson is the founder of Sweat Social. Recently, she learned two of her close relatives were diagnosed with cancer, so the fundraiser she's hosting at her gym has even greater meaning for her. She's proud to host the event that supports those living with the disease.
Two of my close family members diagnosed, and it just let me know. I'm really grateful for the opportunity not only to give back to the community, because I do want to give back so much to Halliburton. This is where I'm raising my family. This is my home. But having an outlet to help in a way that feels good for me, because there's nothing that I can do, but there's something that I can do. The initial idea meant a lot to me for multiple reasons. Giving back to the community that I'm now a part of, giving me a little bit of peace in my heart that there's something that I can do even when you feel like you're helpless. And now making new friends out of it too, which is pretty cool.
Brooksong's fundraising goal for this summer's Halliburton Highlands Challenge is $100,000, which Smith Morrison says will move a lot of people living with cancer off their wait list and into programs. To register for Sweat for Support on Saturday, August 23rd from 9 to 10 a.m., visit mindbodyonline.com. Cash donations will be accepted at the door.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.